Thank you, Madam Chair. I think, like others who have just raised their flags, we were addressing some of these issues in prior and upcoming interventions, but I think there were some compelling presentations there. So again, wanted to extend our thanks like others and really note our appreciation, particularly of the transparency and the really interesting and challenging work that HCR is investing on evaluations. Specifically on SEA, we've said it in other forums, but we again wanted to commend UNHCR for its transparencies and effort on sexual exploitation abuse. We really welcome the High Commissioner's commitment to take on the upcoming role as the ESC champion on SEA. And we just encourage continued investment in preventing and responding to SEA. One of the things that we know from other partners and our own efforts is that if that investment isn't sustained over many years, that it can actually be counterproductive because you undermine that trust in the systems and have to rebuild the face. So, you know, we'll really be strongly supporting UNHCR in any business case it wants to make for investment there. And then in terms of evaluation and starting to, you know, really drill down into the impacts and results from the funding, it's really terrific that HCR is on this path. And one of the things that we'll be really interested in is, as hopefully more and more of the support you receive is multi-year support, to be looking at how the evaluation systems can start to track some of that additionality that you get for multi-year, both in the funding but also the planning. So thanks very much.